B-Pod Studios.
We're Boston's home for sports.
Hi, guys. Love your show. Thanks for all you do.
The home for live.
We try to relate to the listener.
And local.
A guy in Boston.
And we do it together.
Sometimes you guys aggravate me so much, I turn you up. But here I am, turning back on.
98.5. The Sports Hub. This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. It is the DraftKings Over Under Show. Can you feel it? Can you feel it, everybody? 7 o'clock in the morning. It is officially football season.
I'm ready, baby. I'm effing ready.
So we got a little swag this morning because we won some bets last night.
Yeah.
Dan Lifshatz posted Celtics money line under 204. Bing, bang, boom, baby. No sweat at all, Dan.
None.
Hey, a 5-point win?
All it took was a ridiculous Marcus Smart defensive play and, you know, Kemba Walker finally showing up in the final seconds. I mean, yeah.
So the Celtics advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. They'll take on the Miami Heat. We will have the line and who is favored in that series coming up in just a minute here. A couple of things I just wanted to bring up regarding just last night in the Raptors series with the Celtics. Every game besides the double overtime game went under the total. And I don't know if that's because the Raptors struggled to shoot at times, or the Celtics defense at times. I'm confused on that.
A little bit of both.
Yep. And, you know, the Celtics had players struggle. I think something's not right with Kemba Walker, but we can talk about that another time. But the fact that Pascal Siakam played the way he did is the reason why Toronto lost, in my opinion. And I don't know why they went away from Serge Ibaka in that game whatsoever.
I don't know what the hell.
I don't know what happened there. For the first time, Dan, I think Brad Stevens and crew had more talent in maybe better coaching?
I think he outcoached Nick Nurse. Yep. I don't even think that it's a question. I think that outside of a game three blunder, and I think the game four was just
a
crap show.
Yeah.
I can't say the other word, a crap show. I think that Brad Stevens outcoached Nick Nurse genuinely the entire series with the exception of half a second in game three. Honestly, I think that he set his team up for victory. He motivated them. He put them in the right spot for the most part. And I felt that yesterday he was going to get the better of Nurse. And, you know, even the box and one just did not seem to have an effect on them.
I think it did at one point.
Yeah, for about 5 minutes.
You know what? It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick. It works, and it works well, or eventually you're going to get beat by it.
Yep.
That's why I call it a gimmick. It worked. Kemba Walker, at times when you needed him, he was there. I still think he got fouled at the end of that game six, whatever.
I do too, but I also think you could look at the other side and say, well, Anunoby got fouled, and I think it was in the process of shooting, considering he's going up for the ball, getting it, and dunking it, right, at the same time. So I think you could argue both ways.
So either way, I think the better team advanced. At times, Toronto was favored in that series, right, to begin?
The whole series, with the exception of games 6 and 7, Toronto was favored, or at least the opening line. Yep.
So there you go. So I don't know if I would call it an upset, but based off Vegas standards, the Celtics advancing is an upset. Miami advancing is an upset. So now you have the number 3 seed versus the number, what, 4 seed? Or 5?
4 or 5.
Yeah, I forget what it is.
Doesn't matter.
And in the Western Conference, we actually had a wrangle last night. For those who listen, they know the ref angle. Now, by the way, I thought Scott Foster and crew at times were outstanding last night. I did. And then there were times where I was like, woo-hoo, that was a little slippery in there.
Outstanding.
Dude, game six was terrible. I'm sorry. Game six, whoever won the game, lost the game, whatever, Tony Brothers should be ashamed of himself. And you know what they did last night?
They fixed that Nuggets game. Dude. I watched the fourth
Me
quarter.
Too. Same thing.
Holy hell. I'm not sure the Clippers got a single call that entire quarter.
I don't know if Doc Rivers even knew what happened. It happened so fast. Now, I will give the Nuggets credit. They hit all their shots. You hit three after three, and Michael Porter's throwing stuff in your face.
Yeah,
like,
but the whole point is the refs give you momentum, and then once you have the momentum, you hit your shots.
So that's one thing. We could do a whole show on a wrangle, yeah. Right? We could do a whole podcast on wrangle and what it means and what it doesn't. And for the most part, have teams really been wrangled? Sometimes it really stands out. For example, last night's Denver game.
Game six against Boston. Yes,
that was a wrangle.
Tony Brothers, by far. Tony Brothers was part of the game.
Now, guys like Adam Jones and whatever, and Jones is a radio guy, and I'll give him credit for standing by his take. The Celtics had a lead in fourth quarter, overtime, whatever, and they lost the game. It had nothing to do with the refs, but again, momentum and other things there are swings that happen.
Jones is a firm believer that you can beat the other team and the refs, and I think that Jones needs to take a back seat and take a look.
Doesn't help our argument. That's really what it is. But my point is that the wrangle is a real
Jones,
thing. But even in the football game that happened this week, right?
Denver was 18-2 in the last 20 games officiated by Tony Brothers. Yeah. That's not a coincidence.
It's now 19-2.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that you go 19-2 in games officiated by the ref. Do you understand the mathematical improbabilities that takes? It's ridiculous.
Now, Dan, I have to bring this up.
Okay.
So I'm watching the game. It's halftime, and it's 12-point lead Clippers. And it's Denver plus one second half. And I think the total was like 106. I don't know, whatever, 106. And I'm like, oh, this thing's going over, and Denver's going to come back and make it a game. All of a sudden, I hear Charles Barkley say, I guarantee that this thing is over tonight, Clippers win.
Yep.
And he said it again. And when he see they, and if you watch TNT, like, showed his face once, and then they asked him again, and he did a double guarantee. And you know what happened.
is he the worst bettor of all time?
He might be the best fade material we have.
Ever.
Right now.
Ever.
And it's fine. He's a talking head. The guy makes a lot of money. Like, he gambles a lot, from what I hear. But whatever. I'm just saying, we need to
book his action? We need to find a way to book Charles' action.
We need to know his picks before.
We
need to know. But, like, that, I couldn't believe it because I put the bet in and I was like, oh, my God, Charles might have just gave me some hope. And I couldn't believe it. Denver came out. So last night there was a wrangle. It happened. It happened in the Western Conference. Not a lot of eyes were on it because everyone was waiting for the Celtics game.
6:30, if you watched the fourth quarter, you knew.
It happened. Scott Foster in a game seven I didn't love. I felt like at times they let them play a little bit. The play of the game for me for the Celtics was you have a rookie at the foul line, Grant Williams, who in 7 minutes really played well. I mean, it was 7 minutes.
Everyone's giving him lots of defensive credit.
Dude, he had a great play on Siakam before, too.
Hit your free throws.
Well, Dan, a rookie, a 72% free throw shooter at the line who's a rookie in that situation, he had no shot. You know who also knew he didn't have a shot? Jason Tatum. And if you watch the replay, he scoured over everyone. And I forget who it was. Was it Lowry who hit him? It might have been Lowry who got the foul, fifth foul there.
Lowry got a
fifth.
Sixth he fouled
on that one? Okay.
Yep.
All I'm saying is that was the play of the game. He gets the basketball, shoots two free throws.
Oh, no, sorry. Lowry was the Williams foul.
The Williams, that's right.
Okay, yeah.
Which got him on the line.
Right.
That's right. And then the next play was...
And by the way, that was the only play of the game where I sat there and said, Scott Foster, you dog, because...
Well, he hooked him a little bit.
Not a foul.
The rookie got the call star player.
Grant Williams should never get that call in that spot. Was it a foul by today's NBA standards? Yes.
It was a hook.
Does Kyle Lowry... As much as I dislike him...
With five fouls.
Should Grant Williams be getting that call over Kyle Lowry with the game on the line? No, that's a Scott Foster.
Give Nick Nurse credit. He reviewed it.
Watch the replay. Foster's hand shot up the minute that Lowry even touched him. I mean, it was right there. So, I'm just saying, you're a Celtics fan, whatever. Guess what? Scott Foster helped you last night in the closing seconds of the game.
The Celtics won the game. they won the game.
I do.
Down
I,
the stretch,
that.
That little minute stretch there where Marcus Smart makes the block. It was an outstanding block. It was an outstanding defensive play. There was a time in the game, Dan, where I said, I just want Marcus Smart to win the game. Everyone get out of the way. I don't feel that way about him. But, dude, when he play, this is what I mean about Gordon Hayward. Would this series have been over if they had Gordon Hayward in five games? Probably.
Yes.
Probably.
Definitely.
Okay, you say yes, I say probably. I think their chemistry is better without him. He's a square peg, round hole, but he gives you 17 points a game. So I'm giving the guy the credit, okay?
But they needed a guy off the bench or
they
a,
did.
Another scorer.
Especially when Kemba was bad. They didn't have another option to dribble the basketball besides Tatum.
Yes.
And when they both struggled, it took Jaylen Brown to get 30 shots, and that doesn't help you win.
Okay.
Even though I applaud Jaylen Brown for wanting the basketball in those situations.
Yep, I do too.
I know people give him heat for that. We've heard it on the afternoon show, and I have no hair, but I almost pulled it out. The guy legitimately wants to win the game. The guy last night who I said I thought tore his MCL or his groin or whatever the hell it was, I thought he was done.
He did.
He stayed in the game.
But after that, he was not effective whatsoever.
The reason why I said, and I'm going to do a take retraction later on in the show. Not today, but another show. I'm on later, and which is weird, but whatever. I'll be here. I have to do a take retraction. I don't want to play doctor at home anymore. I won't do that again. I apologize to all
Celtics
fans.
I mean, seriously.
No, Dan, I apologize.
I looked at it the first time, and I said, oh, wow, that looks like an ACL.
I said MCL because MCL, at least you can play.
Right.
If you have an MCL, you can still play. I was trying to go for the best case scenario there. All right? What do you know, Bernard?
All
whatever.
Right, let's
move on.
Let's move on.
Anyways.
Celtics Heat.
What is the line, Dan?
Okay, so this is kind of everywhere, right? Yesterday, Five Dimes, which, by the way, if you have not heard Joey Murr, closing its doors to U.S. customers September 21st.
Interesting.
Major bookmaker in the United States closing its doors, which is why I don't understand why the hell they're even offering odds in the series. Because the games are not going to finish in time.
Oh, no.
So people are going to put money there, and it's not going to finish. They're going to... Five Dimes right now.
Oh,
not being super straightforward, people don't love that.
So Five Dimes is about to close, and they're still taking action
to U.S. customers. Yes, so they're still taking action because other non-U.S. customers are still able to bet. Okay, Five Dimes opened the line along with Penny. Heat -120, Celtics -110. My Celtics -110, Heat -120, Raptors -110. They said the Heat will be favored, a 10-cent favorite, 30-cent line, 10-cent favorite, either side. Bet Online opened the Heat this morning, +165.
Celtics?
Heat, +165.
Whoa. Okay. Okay. We need a line. I'll look. So, I'll see if we get, like, DraftKings or somebody.
So,
no,
there's nothing on DraftKings. There's nothing else. So, I'm going off just off those two lines. Okay. If you have the Heat, let's say the Heat are +150. Let's call it even, or +120. Okay? I'm telling you this right now. Celtics fans, cover your effing ears. The Heat are winning the series. The Heat are better than you. They are. They match up really well against you. They match up better than you match up against them. They have shooters all over the floor. You have 3 to 4 guys who consistently can score. Sometimes Marcus Smart, we don't know what Gordon Hayward's status is right now, okay? So I'm not counting on him. If you get something from Gordon Hayward, that's fantastic. The way I look at it, the Heat have 5 to 10 guys deep, 5 to 6 guys who can score, create their own shots. I like the Heat in 6 or 7 in the series.
So
I will be taking the Heat series.
Let's pick this up. And then we'll do straight football because, dude, like, there's so much. We got college football today.
Okay.
There's games all day.
I know.
And NFL. So we're going to dedicate the show mostly.
We did a whole podcast on football Thursday. We covered every NFL game.
Let's talk about this line because, and if anyone sees a line out there for this series, who's favorite in the series, Heat or Celtics? Sometimes it takes, you know, Vegas is, what time is it, 4 o'clock in the morning right now in Vegas?
Yep.
So we're waiting. But I'm curious what people think. If you're out there, who do you think should be favorite in that series? Celtics or Heat? 617.
It's going to be all Celtics fans.
617-779-0985. But Let's be unbiased here. We watched all the we've watched every team, right? We watched the Lakers. We watched the Clippers. We watched Denver come back last night. Can the I think the Rockets are toast, but we'll find out. I thought the Rockets wouldn't last game, and they didn't.
Wrangle.
So
it's incoming tonight.
We might see it. All I'm saying is the Heat are coming off a monumental series win, and they're rolling, man. They just beat the number one team in the East. So let's get into that coming up on the other side. And we have college football picks, and we'll go over every game in the NFL as well, or try to at least. It is the DraftKings Over Under Show. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Mario. We'll talk to you after this.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You blow money fast on the side. Catch up. I think I'm Big Meech.
Larry. All right, Big Meech, Larry Hoover.
Low energy here.
Kristen Sermon's here today. Happy birthday, Kristen Sermon.
Ooh, happy birthday, Kristen.
Thank you.
Nice early birthday for you, huh?
We can give you some action. You know, get a little lucky today, you know. Maybe we'll play some numbers. You know, maybe you hit it big. You say, you know what? Let's blow this pop stand and go to Vegas. I know you like Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Vegas.
Can I join?
Speaking of Vegas, there's a controversy on what the line is for the series between the Celtics and the Heat. So I think it's worth at least a quick discussion, and then we'll move on to college football today. But, all right, Dan, so you just mentioned to me that some reputable books have the Heat minus 120 for the series. I'm going to say this. I think that the Heat should be favored to win the series.
Me too.
Does that mean that they should win the series or anything like that? No. Toronto was favored to win the series against Boston. So, whatever. I think Miami should win, and we just kind of talked about it off the air. This is unbiased basketball talk, Celtics fans, so don't get pissed off. It's just this is what it is. The Heat starting five is Dragic, who used to come off the bench. Nunn was an undrafted starter. Yep. Came off the bench, and then they had Myers Leonard playing next to Bam Adebayo at one point. So Crowder and Dragic went into the starting five. So the starting five is Dragic, Duncan Robinson, who might be one of the best pure shooters in basketball.
Easily.
We don't get to see who's the other splash brother? Oh my god, I'm losing my mind there.
Seth Curry.
No. The shooting guard for the Warriors. Oh my god.
Klay Thompson,
boom. He doesn't play D like Klay Thompson by any means, but he might be as good of a shooter.
I think Klay's better.
Obviously, more proven.
He's in the sharp shooting league.
Sharp shooter. Their three is Jimmy Butler. We all know what Butler can do. It's Butler smart. If we're looking at matchups, it's Butler smart. We've seen it before. I can bring back that Chicago play from years ago where he got fouled late in the game and the Celtics lost. It's there. Their four is Jay Crowder, and their five is Bam Adebayo, who might be the best. The most versatile big in the league besides Anthony Davis.
He can legitimately guard you 1 through 5. So can Andre Iguodala. And so probably can Jimmy Butler. They have the most versatile defensive team in at least the Eastern Conference, if not the NBA. Oh, yeah. The Clippers might have a better defensive versatile team.
And you mentioned Iguodala, who's big. He's going to be long, can defend, probably will defend Tatum at times. So off the bench, they'll bring you Nunn, who we mentioned, who really hasn't played much this series. Tyler Herro has been a pain in the ass as a rookie.
Herro's been fantastic.
He's a really good shooter and can get to the rim.
He dominated Milwaukee, man.
And then there's Kelly Olynyk. Say what you want about him. He's a big man who can knock down shots, and that's what this league's all about.
On the perimeter.
And who we miss?
Derrick Jones.
And then Derrick Jones is a whatever. Guy can shoot. He's one of the. We know what he can do in a dunk contest. I mean, the guy is. He's an explosive guy who has started this year. And then we mentioned Myers Leonard, who's the guy who started. They roll 10 deep, maybe 11 deep if you really want to get into it. They roll 10 deep. The Celtics will go with their starting five. They'll have.
And you forgot Iguodala.
And I mentioned it at the beginning. But yes.
Yeah.
Myers Leonard is your 11th player.
They can roll 11 deep on you. And you'll probably see Myers Leonard in that series because we're not picking on the Celtics, but it's just what bigs can cover the perimeter that the Celtics have. It's not Tice.
Tice is not great.
It's not Cantor, and it's not Williams. Robert Williams.
It's Grant Williams.
So you're going to be playing Grant Williams.
A lot.
And Shimmy will play, just like he did last night. He'll probably cover Crowder a lot.
Yep. Or he'll probably be on a shooter. I wouldn't be shocked to see him on Duncan Robinson at times.
You're going to need Gordon Hayward. You're going to need him.
Bad. You need him bad.
Bad. Defensively, forget about his offensive ability. You're going to need Gordon Hayward to play defense in the series.
You need Jaylen Brown to be healthy. Listen, Celtics fans, unfortunately, I think the matchup, and everyone says, oh, we match up so well against them. I think this is the worst possible matchup for you. I'm not kidding.
Me too, man.
I think defensively, you cannot cover everyone on the floor, which is, by the way, Milwaukee's problem, and they were better defensively than you this year. Better. True. They have a better defensive team than the Celtics do. They do. It's okay to own that. Now, they may not have... I think Marcus Smart personally is better than Antetokounmpo in terms of defensive ability, despite Antetokounmpo winning Defensive Player of the Year. I don't care. They still have Eric Bledsoe, better defensive point guard than you have, without a question. DiVincenzo, who I don't personally like as a player, but locks in and plays great defense. George Hill, locks in and plays great defense. Brooks Lopez almost won the Defensive Player of the Year this year. Like, they play better defense than you, and they couldn't cover Miami. You know what that means? The Celtics are in trouble. You have to score 110 to 120 a game, and without Gordon Hayward, I don't see it. So I'm dropping this off. I'm sorry, Celtics fans.
You got the bell?
Kristen, turn my computer on, okay? Because guess what? This morning, I am taking the Miami Heat plus any number at plus money to win the series. Give me the Miami Heat plus money to win the series.
You heard it here.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I took Boston last night. Not happening in the series. You're going to need all sorts of wrangles.
I'll tell you this. The Celtics have beaten the Heat this year. They beat them bad at one. I know one game they did.
I think they went 2-1 against them.
The Celtics can beat them. There's no doubt about it. The only thing I'll challenge Dan on is... Oh, and I'll take a loss. I thought that the Bucks bench was better than... the Celtics or the Heat or whoever else, and I'll take the L on that because they weren't. Even though I thought they were, they weren't. So I'll take the L on that. But the one, and just to get real technical basketball-wise, what the Heat do is on offense is most teams just put, four out on the square and then their point guard does whatever, and, you might see a pick and roll here and there. Nope. What they do is they dribble the basketball up. They have three guards across their point guard. So they go 3-1 without a bio.
And when they put Jimmy Butler, the four, and they drop Harrow and Robinson on the perimeter, and they have anyone, Adebayo or Olynyk, it's impossible to defend them because you're literally having unless you have LeBron coordinating your defense at all times, it's super hard.
So what they
Kawhi,
do is.
Kawhi might be able to do it too.
The three guys across, they screen each other. And what happens is the guy who's the point guard either can find, holes to the lane, or he can just literally do a bounce pass to the Adebayo who's wide open because the big man's trying to play help defense. So, they're really hard to defend. But the fact that the three guys keep screening each other, it leaves shooters wide open. It's kind of like they screen, pass, shoot. Once they cut, they pass, they cut, and screen. And it's just a constant, who's got the ball? I'm being screened. Now the guy's going to somebody else. I have to play help defense.
And not only that, but we heard in the series, they run to their spots, and they do.
Yes,
they
and really Kenny do. Smith points this out if you watched on TNT. I'm not saying the Celtics can't defend it. They certainly have the ability to do it. They don't have too many guys. They don't have enough guys. I think that's going to be the issue in the series.
They need Gordon
They're going to need Gordon Hayward because of his length. He's going to be the only guy who can cover the perimeter. Legitimately. He's going to be the only guy. But I mean, Tatum will, and Brown will, and they'll be fine.
And Smart will, too.
They're going to have to play Hayward at a four. And if when they go small like they do with Jimmy Butler, he might be the biggest guy on the floor.
That's fine.
They need him to play the perimeter. Yep. That's why they need Hayward. It has nothing to do with the 17 points per game. That will definitely help, but they need him defensively. That's what I'm screaming at.
Agreed.
They need him defensively because he's 6'10" or whatever he is, and he can defend the perimeter.
All right.
Sorry,
enough basketball.
Let's bang out some calls and have people yell at us. Okay, Scott, New Hampshire. Hello, Scott. Hello. Hi. Kristen, pot him up, please. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, okay. Is anybody on the line? Because I lost everybody. Hey, Chris. You're on the Sports Hub. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
So I just had a question about the Celtics heat line, or a couple questions actually. So, first, if the Celtics don't get taken to seven games, is the line different at all? And if Gordon Hayward is healthy, because I think you guys said the line was like -120 in favor of Toronto, but if there's a healthy Gordon Hayward, is that different too?
Good question.
Hayward would ultimately, I think he was valued about 20 to 25 cents in the Toronto series against the initial series line. If Hayward is able to play, which I doubt he'll be able to play game one, maybe like game three or four, I'm sure they don't want to rush him back. And, you know, especially if they probably don't want, if you're not in a 2-0 hole, then they probably don't want to rush him back. So maybe game three or four. But yes, he absolutely will change the line. But that will be baked in. They will absolutely bake that in into the series line number without a doubt in my mind.
Okay, Sean on Twitter. Ha ha! The Celtics will beat the Heat in six. I hope no one bets the series listening to you two. Well, you know what? Bet the Celtics in six. I bet you that's some pretty good odds there, right? Right. We don't know the odds yet, but I'll. You know what, buddy? Sean P. Doyle. When the odds come out, I'll send you the odds. You bet them in six, and then we'll see what happens. I haven't made a bet yet. I just suggested and said I think the Heat should be favored in the series. Sorry. Green teamers, it's okay. It's okay to have an unbiased opinion. I think the Heat are loaded. The Celtics can beat them, absolutely. They're going to need Gordon Hayward to be healthy. Will the line change if Hayward plays? Certainly, it will. All right, 617-779-0985. Football. Dan, we got the number one team in the country today. We have Notre Dame today. We have, I know your favorite, Campbell is playing today. We have so many games. It's going to be fun today, and we're going to get into all the college football stuff. And let's not forget week one of the NFL as well. It's 98.5 The Sports.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, Dan, let's do a quick lightning round when it comes to what's happening in college football today. So at noon, we're getting Syracuse, North Carolina. To give a quick preview of this, and if you want to go back, I believe it's on 98.5thesportshub.com. If you go to podcast, click over under 98.5. On Thursday night, we broke down every single game and every NFL game. And we gave there's picks on there. So if you think we're not giving out picks today, there are plenty. On the podcast.
Yep.
Syracuse, North Carolina, just to give a quick recap, Sam Howell was a freshman last year for North Carolina. Mac Ball, right?
Yep.
Mac Brown. Syracuse is bringing back Tommy DeVito, he's garbage.
Should be better in his second year, to be fair.
-23 today, North Carolina. So I know you said they're going to be the darlings of the ACC this year. And we know how good they were second half last.
It's a lot of points. I know that there's a lot of people who I've leaned over a lot, Dan,
on this one. I'm starting to now we're getting closer to kickoff, and I'm like,
I don't love the total, but this is a tough one. It is. 23 is a lot to lay. Yeah. It's like a four score game. Essentially,
you have a pick, I believe, on the Louisiana Iowa State game.
Ooh, Arsenal. Starting off nice and early, 1-0.
You know, we got to start getting into that a little bit on the show at some point. Hey, we got an announcement in about 5 minutes or so.
Yep.
That we'll share with you guys in a bit. But you have a pick on the podcast, Louisiana-Iowa State, just to give you a quick rundown. Iowa State's -11 today. They're bringing back a boatload of talent, including their quarterback, Purdy. So that's one matchup today. I believe we discussed Charlotte, Appalachian State. They're minus 17. Kansas State, Arkansas State. We know Kansas State's minus 13 today.
So interesting news. When we discussed this line, Kansas State was minus 9, 9.5. Arkansas State, from what I'm hearing, has 18 players out via COVID, including three starting linebackers, their starting center, two running backs, and their best wide receiver, and a bunch of other players who are contributors.
And they're off a loss.
I think that Arkansas State's in some serious doo-doo today. I'm not telling you to rush and take it. Kansas State was given out to me earlier in the week because of this information.
Yeah, but how do you practice and prepare if that happens?
So I don't know, but
against one of the best coached teams in the country.
They were given the green light to travel today and play versus Kansas State. That's all I know.
Wow.
And not to mention, they played Memphis last week.
Yeah.
20 players from Memphis have COVID.
Oh, no.
Yep. I also have some more information coming up on another game.
Okay, just quickly, Army, we watched Army win four, a pick we gave out on this show last week.
Yep.
The no sweat of the day. Army's 21.5 versus UL Monroe. I have a pick on this one, Notre Dame Duke, which I believe you can hear right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub today.
I believe that's correct.
Ian Book comes back for another season. Really good quarterback. Go to the podcast to hear our pick on that one. Dan, we didn't give out a pick on Florida State, Georgia Tech. Florida State, again, overhyped normally. Justin Blackman, I think, is back for another year. I dislike Florida State a lot. So I'm kind of...
Is it James Blackman?
James Blackman. Yep. Sorry, who's Justin? Oh, he's a former wide receiver.
Former wide receiver. Right? Oh, yeah. Oklahoma State.
Yep, so that's one game. I might fade Florida State on that one. I'm just
the offensive line again. All the reports out of camp is that the offensive line has been getting absolutely decimated by the defensive line in practices. That does not bode well for a Georgia Tech team who's actually pretty stout against the defensive line. Offensively, they're in the second year of the non-Paul Johnson triple options, so we're gonna see what happens. I don't know a ton about the Hartman kid they're starting at quarterback, but. This is probably a Georgia Tech or nothing to me, but I'm not touching it.
Dan Campbell, Georgia Southern. I know you have a big play on that one today.
I do have a play.
Go to the podcast if you'd like to hear. Campbell.
Yep. Campbell, by the way, was pretty good last year, but we'll see.
Oklahoma's playing Missouri. I think they're like 40-something point favorites. I have a pick, and you know what? I'm going to give it out here today. Why not?
Okay.
I gave it out on the players card yesterday. And for those who listen, during the week, we are doing players' cards at 7:30 and 8:30 after the headlines during Touch and Rich. You'll hear us give out a pick. And the one I gave out yesterday, it's at 33.5 now, Dan. Clemson minus 33. PP, lock it up. They are going to destroy Wake Forest today. There you go. There's the bell. So I'll give that one out for you guys today. I've already given it out, but... that will be at 7:30 tonight. Just so you know, Clemson has beat Clemson, Wake Forest 52-3, 62-3 the last two times they've played. And Wake Forest is a mess right now.
Okay, I just want to talk quickly about UTSA Texas State. I know that's not a game that most people care about. Texas State got a massive line jump up to about 10 earlier in the week because it sounded like the UTSA quarterback was going to be out, and a couple other players are going to be out because of COVID, Lowell Narcisse. And then it turns out that he's not the one with COVID, at least as far as we've heard so far. But Texas State's quarterback, the transfer from Memphis, Brady McBride, does have COVID.
Really?
And it does not sound like he's going to play today. Tyler Vitt, who was the starter last year for Texas State, was quarantined last week for COVID. It sounds like he may start instead, although I don't know if he's been cleared. So what I'll tell you is this. You might want to stay clear both of this entire game today. Might want to stay totally clear.
Okay. Dan has a play on South Alabama Tulane. Tulane's favored by 10.5. We discussed this. This is not the same Tulane team from last year. Different quarterback as well. They were a good team last year, Tulane, but they're a much different offense this year. Texas plays UTEP. UTEP played last week. Texas is 43-point favorites.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a very high number. No matter how bad UTEP looked last week, it's a very high number. I still think Texas might cover.
Yeah. I want to break down the Louisville Western Kentucky game in a second here, but final game, Kansas and Coastal Carolina. Kansas, with Les Miles and the recruiting that he's done, I feel like they should cover that touchdown tonight.
Kansas has the least, is in the bottom 5% of returning starters this year.
Oof.
Coastal Carolina is in the top 5%.
But the only thing I say about that is Les Miles recruits, man.
So, okay, here's the problem. Coastal Carolina, top 5% of returning starters. Kansas, bottom 5% in returning starters. In the last 6 years, trend, okay, teams are in the bottom 5 versus the top 5. 1-14 against the spread, and 2-13 straight up.
Trends don't lie, baby. Hey, I just wanted to bring up this Louisville Western Kentucky game. Normally, this would be a pretty good matchup. Western Kentucky's been pretty good over the last couple of years. Louisville's on the come. Now they have a dynamic quarterback, Mikhail Cunningham, Louisville, and this is going to be a good game. But I think we're going to see the coming out party today for Cunningham. And I like Louisville today, even though normally I would take Western Kentucky in the spot. I think Louisville comes out and they take care of business. They cover the 11.5 against Western Kentucky. So,
okay, I got something for you on this game. Louisville, Western Kentucky, under 57.5 PP.
Are we doing Louisville in the under here?
PP. So Western Kentucky has the grad transfer from Maryland, Tyrell Pigrome, coming in at quarterback. He's good, Joe. He played very well at times. I like Louisville a lot. The spread opened at 6 and is now up to 11.5. I don't love Louisville today, but they probably win going away. I like the under.
Louisville, a top 20 defense last year. Scoring defense too, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Western Kentucky, the L Toppers were very good defensively too last year. Mm-hmm. Don't forget. So this is going to be a really good game at 8:00.
Yep. One thing quickly, Dan, before I want to do NFL. I'm taking Florida to win the SEC this year.
Interesting.
At least that you know how there's the East and West.
Yep.
I like Florida to come out of that side, and I like Alabama to come out the other side.
So you're taking, okay, interesting. All right.
I know Georgia's got the best defense in the country. Florida just has to beat Georgia, and they're in, dude. We can talk about that on the podcast coming up next week as well, as the SEC is starting in just a couple weeks. NFL next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Amazon is hiring near you. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are top priority with all positions and locations. Find a job now at amazon.com/apply. Amazon, an equal opportunity employer.
Football is back, and there's no better place to get in on all the football action than with DraftKings. To celebrate the return of football, DraftKings is not crowning one, but 2 millionaires this week. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings app now and use code SPORTSHUB. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at a $1 million top prize. Enter code SPORTSHUB to get a free shot at a $1 million top prize with your first deposit. That's code SPORTSHUB only at DraftKings.
$5 deposit required.
It's time for pumpkin flavors and new fall favorites at Dunkin', and also some tough decisions. Like, do I want a signature pumpkin spice ice latte, a brand new oat milk latte, a new chai latte, or a pumpkin iced coffee? Oh, and the bakery. Do I want a pumpkin donut or...
There are other people behind you in this drive-thru.
Oh, I'll just take it all.
Okay.
It's all the cozy you crave at Dunkin'. Pumpkin favorites and new fall additions, like new creamy without the dairy oat milk lattes and the signature pumpkin spice ice latte, plus more. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey, I'm Kayla. As a mom working from home, life is crazier than ever, especially on days like these. But I'm still ruling my day thanks to Metro. Metro gave me an awesome phone and tablet. Now my son can get his homework done on the tablet without needing to borrow my laptop. Plus, with Metro, Amazon Prime is included, so I can access great deals and discounts on school essentials, and get them delivered in no time with unlimited free shipping. All while keeping an eye on my son to make sure he finishes his online practice tests before he starts watching his favorite Amazon originals.
Right now, get a new phone and tablet on us when you switch to Metro, the number one brand in prepaid. Plus, enjoy high-speed data on both devices with one Amazon Prime membership included for just $75 a month. Metro by T-Mobile, rule your day.
I'm Kayla, and that's how I rule my day with Metro.
With new lines of service after rebate redemption plus sales tax and activation fee. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members on select rate plans. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 a month cost. Restrictions apply.
We all had plans. Graduations, vacations, home improvement. Plans that were put on hold because of money. Rockland Federal Credit Union can help you navigate your way forward with mobile check deposit, online bill pay, and a free credit monitoring tool right in the RFCU app. RFCU has the modern conveniences you've come to expect, the products you need, and the personal service you deserve. Visit RFCU.com to find out more. Rockland Federal Credit Union. Our legacy, our future.
Federally insured by NCUA up to $250,000 and additionally insured by the Massachusetts Credit Union Share Insurance Corporation.
This fall, you can still experience thrilling drives and amazing performances because Volkswagen is offering highly qualified customers 6 years no-interest financing on select new Volkswagen models. It's game on at your VW dealer.
0% APR, no down payment required. Available for highly qualified customers on my 20 Jetta and Tiguan models financed by Volkswagen Credit through participating dealers. Pay sample for 0% APR monthly payment for every $1,000 you finance for 72 months is $1,389. Not all customers will qualify for credit approval or advertised APR. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Offer not valid in Puerto Rico. For more information, visit VW.com.
Creative Star Solutions is a Boston-based technology and software company providing health and safety solutions to communities and business around the globe. Artemis thermal scanning solutions are designed as a front line of defense to catch individuals with elevated temperatures. Elevated body temperature is one of the symptoms most commonly found with those who have a communicable illness. Learn more about what Creative Star is doing to help businesses, schools, hospitals, and other large public areas reduce the transmission of the coronavirus and other communicable illnesses. Contact Creative Star Solutions now at 617-326-5308.
Question one may look harmless, but read the 5 pages of fine print. Anyone could get access to your most personal data. That's why a similar bill failed in California. It's too dangerous. The Federal Trade Commission warns your address could be paired with your garage codes, and domestic violence advocates say a sexual predator could use the data to stalk their victims. Vote no on one. Keep your data safe. Paid for by the Coalition for Safe and Secure Data.
Hi, this is Bob Soucy, the voice of the New England Patriots Radio Network. Tune in Sunday at 1 when New England takes on Miami. And make sure to stay with us for the Shaw's Patriots Radio postgame show immediately after the game. Shaw's, your tailgate headquarters with 130 locations throughout New England.
This hour of the sports are brought to you by Safety Insurance, providing comprehensive coverage for your auto, home, and business. Ask your independent agent about safety.
Tesher and Rich, mornings.
If I had not made a drastic change, I was going to lose my job. But more importantly, my family life was in a state of great flux. So I did go to rehab. Again, I want to thank all the listeners. A lot of encouragement there from the listeners. The people on Instagram that sent wonderful notes. I read them all. The emails, I've read them all. So I just want to say, in totality, it was a very scary, unknown situation. And so thank you to all of you.
Tesher and Rich. Mornings at 6, 98.5, The Sports Hub. It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, show announcement. The Bankroll Boys will be going 2 hours, 7 to 9. The 26th.
Yep.
So that's like, what, week 3 of football or whatever? So, all right, we get golf for a couple more weeks and then, you know, us. Long term here.
All right, NBA. Or sorry, NFL.
NFL. Man. What do you got? Who you got there?
All right, let's quickly go through. We got 5 minutes here, so let's bang them out. Seattle, Atlanta.
Loving the doggy.
Seattle -2.5 on the road.
Yeah, we talked about this one. I gave out a play on this one, so we'll move on to the next one. Jets, Bills, Jets +6.5 on
Jets
the road.
Jets have no wide receivers for this one today.
Denzel Mims out.
Chris Hogan starting.
It sounds like almost all of their starting linebackers are out pretty much. And May, who is their safety, may not play. However, However, line's still 6.5.
Hasn't moved.
They want you to take that Bills 7, it feels like. They want you to take
that 6. No Gallup for the who is it? Who's not playing for the Lions this week that I saw?
Galladay.
Galladay, there you go.
Kenny Galladay out for the Lions.
Line's still at 3. Hasn't moved.
Line's at 3. It moved to 2.5 shortly yesterday and moved back. All right, Packers, 1 o'clock. Minnesota, -2.5. I have a play on the total on this one. Man, I don't know what the hell you do here, honestly.
2.5 is interesting. I like Green Bay, but we'll...
It does feel like a Green Bay play.
We'll see what happens there. I have a play on the Dolphins-Patriots game. I don't know how the Patriots are going to score. I don't mean that negatively. I don't know how. I'm going over 42, Dan. The reason why is I think the Dolphins are going to score. And I think the Patriots are going to have to try to keep up for a bit. Going over 42 PP, Patriots Dolphins.
All right, let me.
There
we go. I have the Patriots losing this game. By the way,
so the Dolphins 6.5 or money line.
Yes, I have the Patriots losing that game. But I don't feel great about it, and I feel like this game.
The Patriots are real unknown, man.
Real early unknown. I still very high on Cam Newton and N'Keal Harry this year. No, despite the fact that Cam and Taunton is giving me the living crap on Twitter, but whatever.
All right, 1 o'clock. Eagles, Washington. Washington 5.5-point dogs to the Eagles. I feel like this is the sneaky sharp line where everyone tries to be sharp and take the bad team, and then they just get blown the F out.
Ooh, 5's a dead number, man.
Five and a half. I mean, it's
dead.
Yep.
I'm not touching it.
I still lean Philly. Okay. Carolina Raiders. Total is 48 in this one. High total. The Vegas Raiders are a 3-point fave on the road to Teddy Bridgewater.
I took Vegas here. I don't think Gruden's going to lose to a damn college coach in his first game. I'm sorry.
I hope not. I expect the Raiders to have a pretty good year, so this would be a nice start.
1 o'clock, Colts, Jags, down to 7.5, Joe. It was 8. The Colts were favored by 8. Now it's 7.5. Right?
Because the Colts are 1-10-1 in their last 12 games in week 1 against the spread.
There's those trends.
1-10-1 against the spread in week 1. The Colts, not good.
Yeah, that's true. But also, you know,
the Jaguars want Trevor Lawrence. Poor Gardner Minshew's not going to have
it. They also traded their entire defense. You know, Ngakoue is gone. Their safety's gone. Anyways, 1 o'clock, Browns, Ravens. Browns to Baltimore.
Not touching.
Baltimore 7.5-point favorites. Was at 7 yesterday on the board. This feels ugly. This feels like it could go either way. Either the Ravens blow them out. A few years ago, the Sharps were all on the Browns every single week, and they lost every single week. May not be the case anymore, but it feels like the Sharp side is going to be Cleveland tomorrow. 4 o'clock, Cincinnati Bengals hosting the L.A. Chargers now.
Burrow.
L.A., 3-point favorite. I think this is a half-decent home spot. I think the Bengals guys should win this game. I do.
Told you I got a buddy who loves the Chargers this week.
I think your
buddy's... From Vegas.
I think your buddy's in a lot of crap.
All right, 425. The game that all Patriots fans will be watching the 425 hour, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady travel to New Orleans to face the Saints. Saints 3.5-point favorites.
I know where I lie.
Joe has a play on this one.
Yep. Again, look at the trends. Week 1, Saints. They struggle.
I like the Saints with the 3.5. I do. Total on that one is 48, by the way, too. No Mike Evans, from what it sounds like. He's doubtful.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Saints will be without Marcus Davenport on their defensive line. 425, Cardinals, Niners. The Niners are 7-point faves hosting the Cardinals. This is going to be interesting. DeAndre Hopkins, first game with Arizona. We'll see what that. I do lean the Niners early on, though. 820, Cowboys, Rams, Sunday Night Football. Dallas now down to 2.5. The Sharp guys are on Dallas, although it looks like there was some buyback with L.A. yesterday. Dallas -2.5, Joe. Where you got?
Cowboys are 67% when they play on the road unders hit at 67%.
Total in that one is 51.5. Monday Night Football. Steelers on the road to the Giants in East Rutherford at MetLife Stadium. Mm. Pittsburgh 6-point favorites on the road.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger's return, Joe Judge's first game.
Keep an eye out for
There's
this.
There's going to be a lot of money. Keep an eye out for this. I'm going to tell you this much. The money's going to come in on Pittsburgh.
I like New York. And then 10 o'clock, super late effing Monday night game. The Titans, 2 or 2.5 point favorites on the road, a Mile High in Denver, taking on the Broncos with no Von Miller. Joe?
Square as can be.
I agree. I would lean Titans in that one.
Square.
If I'm adding anything Monday, I think it's going to be Giants and Titans. That's it. That's what we got for NFL. Square. I think next week we'll do more on NFL.
Yeah,
we just wanted to cover
to be fair,
Celtics.
We did 2 podcasts this week, college football, NFL, and we brought it on today. So anything you guys missed, we'll replay this podcast and then go to the 985thesportshub.com, go to podcast page, over under 985. I think have given out 10 plays this week. So
more.
More. For Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Murray. Again, we go 2 hours in 2 weeks. And again, I'm going to stick around at 9 o'clock, and we'll do a ton more Celtics today. And maybe we'll recap some of this. So for Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Murray. This has been another edition of Over Under 985.
Who you got? Happy football Saturday, boys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.